Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. This episode we have some vintage in-car audio awesomeness. 1991 Mazda RX-7 GTO. I was fortunate to watch this 600 horsepower four-rotor monster compete when it was brand new back in 91, and it was a genuine joy to watch it and most of all hear it back in action in 2017 at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca with pro racer Joel Miller behind the wheel. So with this, we have a car that, with all that power, with slicks, no traction control, it's a fully analog vehicle. When you throw someone of Joel's caliber into a 1991 IMSA GTO machine, you are going to get everything that that car has to give. So that's why I love this. And another thing I'll note, so Mazda's four-rotor prototypes, in particular, iconic. It's 1991 Le Mans winning 787B, one of the most iconic cars. Period. I like the sound of this GTO more, and not just a little bit more, but a lot more. And there are other four-rotor Mazda prototypes that I've heard, you know, 757, 767, they all sound amazing, don't get me wrong. And they all have their own sound, character, and identity. This RX-7 GTO, built specifically for competition in North America, I think it sounds the best of all. It is just crisp, clear, howls. I can't guarantee you if the RPMs are higher than the other prototypes, but it sounds like it. So you take, for me, the 600 horsepower coming out from these four rotors, someone who really knows what he's doing behind the wheel, and it's a genuine treat. You can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and on marshallpruitt.com. And if you happen to like this, please share it. Because there is a small but growing tribe of you who happen to love the sound of motor racing vehicles, especially incredible ones like this. All right, off we go with Joel Miller, 1991 Mazda RX-7 GTO in Monterey. Thank you.
Oh,
And that was Joel Miller ripping through the field during a somewhat short race at Laguna Seca. I just love it. I really do. And I know it's weird. And if you're sitting in your cubicle or wherever else people might be, you got your earbuds in, they might hear it, hear this strange sound blasting out that isn't exactly music. You know, that's just kind of us, right? It's who we are, I think. At least if you're listening to this and enjoying it. Also, I'll admit to having listened to in-car audio while driving back in the day. I stopped doing it, and that might be a suggestion for you as well. Stop doing it because without paying close attention to the speedometer, you know, you hear engines winding and screaming and all kinds of great stuff, and in your head, you're the next Ayrton Senna, Lewis Hamilton, whomever. And next thing you know, you're doing 97 miles an hour, and a very nice person puts on some lights behind you that are red and blue, and they invite you to pull over, and they hand you a lovely little piece of paper, and also invite you to give them money. So, you know, just saying, unless you have more personal control than I do, these little in-car audio treats might not be the best soundtrack while you're driving somewhere. Unless you can maybe set it on cruise control and make sure that you don't get tickets, because I ain't paying for them, but I'm hoping you enjoy these. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is a Marshall Pruitt podcast. Thanks for listening.